Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history. Brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft. And Chris, we've got another great game in Giants baseball history. Fans, we're going to go back to April 12th of 1960. It is opening day in San Francisco for the 1960 baseball season, but also opening day for the new ballpark at Candlestick Point. Candlestick Park is now open. $15 million into the stadium, and the Cardinals are here for the first game.
You know, one number that stands out for me, Marty, is 10,000, and that's the number of parking spaces that Horace Stoneman insisted on having before they would leave New York for San Francisco. He wanted a park that would have the 10,000 parking spaces. You know, suburbia was growing in America at that time, and people were driving to ball games, and that's one reason why Mr. Stoneman, as everybody still calls him, seems to call him, didn't want to stay in the Polo Grounds any longer, and he needed a place that would accommodate the fans in the suburbs would drive to the city to see the game. And not too many places in San Francisco where you'd have the acreage for 10,000 parking spaces, but Candlestick Point was one of them.
Well, he got his parking spaces, and he also got some wind that went with that ballpark. But Charles McCabe, a terrific columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, called the new ballpark a stunning new baseball pasture. Willie McCovey. Willie, you were there. What did you think when you saw it?
Well, we was all looking forward to Candlestick because, brand new ballpark. We always considered Seals Stadium a minor league stadium because, you know, that's when Seals played. So we were all looking forward to this big brand new stadium, and it was very nice. At the time, it was the state of the art, you know, so I enjoyed it.
Richard Nixon will be running for president later that year of 1960. Said it's the finest park in America, so that's what they thought about it. Governor Pat Brown was there, and he said, hey, the Giants and Dodgers are going to meet in the World Series. Sounds like he didn't know a lot about baseball, but the mayor of San Francisco, George Christopher, threw out the first pitch, and a very influential person who helped get this park built and get the Giants to San Francisco, Supervisor Francis McCarty, was part of that as well. All right, let's get to the game. Sad Sam Jones on the hill for the Giants, a terrific right-hander. And, Chris, this man had a curveball that would bend and break the knees of just the best hitters that you could ever see in the National and American League. He was terrific. Came over from the Cardinals in a trade to the Giants. He was opposed by Larry Jackson from the middle of the state of California, a big right-hander, very good pitcher. 42,269 are out there that day, and it's a windy day, which everyone figured out about halfway through. Umpires that day, very interesting. The debut of longtime national umpire Ed Vargo. Jocko Conlon was at home plate. Augie Donatelli at first base. And Ken Burkhart at second base. So, Chris, the scene is set. We've got Larry Jackson, Sad Sam Jones, George Christopher throws out the first pitch, and here's Giants and Cardinals at Candlestick.
A classic matchup, really. You know, two longtime franchises. The lineups just filled with outstanding players, players who live on in memory. And yeah, it was windy, but it was also sunny, too. And I think that's partly why you had the rave reviews for the park. Like Dave Righetti, the Giants pitching coach, said, Candlestick Park was his favorite place because that's where the Giants played. And I think a lot of people, even with all the flaws that came out eventually, and felt that way about the place.
Well, it was the home ballpark for the Giants in 1960, and of course, until AT&T opened up in 2000. The lineup for the Giants, Don Blasingame at second base, Jim Davenport at third, Willie Mays in center, McCovey at first base, Cepeda in left, Willie Kirkland in right, Eddie Bersu, the shortstop, Bob Schmidt, the catcher, and Sad Sam Jones on the hill. Well, here's the way the game went. First inning, two on, two out. Cepeda triples to center field to knock in the first two runs for the Giants. The wind takes the ball a little bit away from outfielder Bill White, but it's a triple for Cepeda. Mays and Blasingame score. It's 2-0. A couple innings later, Mays a double to right field, and Cepeda knocks him in with a single to center. It's now 3-0. Leon Wagner hits a home run for the Cardinals for their only run, and it's the first home run at Candlestick. Leon Wagner was traded to the Cardinals that winter with Darryl Spencer for Don Blasingame, who was the Giants' second baseman that day. So, Daddy Wags, get your rags from Daddy Wags. That's what they used to say about Leon Wagner. So the Giants win the game 3-1. Sad Sam Jones goes the distance, three-hitter for the Giants, and he beats the Cardinals for the fifth straight time, which was a team that he was traded from. But Richard Nixon, he shakes hands with Willie Mays. The great Stan Musial is 0-3. Cepeda hits another shot to the outfield that Bill White runs down. That Wagner said if the wind didn't get that one, it would have gone 700 feet. But that's the season the Giants end up in fifth place, 16 games out. The Pirates go to the World Series and beat the Yankees in seven exciting games. But for San Francisco, they got their ballpark. Candlestick opened up April 20th, 1960.
It did allow more fans to enjoy baseball in person, Marty, because, let's face it, it exceeded the seating capacity at Seals Stadium by about 18, 19,000. 3-1 score, that foretold a lot of things, because at that time, that season, center field was 420 feet away, not 410 like most of us are used to, but at that time, 420 feet to center field. That's partly why Cepeda's ball got caught, the second big drive, and 397 to the power alleys, at least the left field power alley. Come on. And that's why Willie Mays learned how to hit to right center. They did have a little jet stream there going to right center at Candlestick. Being the great player he was, he learned to adjust.
All right. So the Giants win at 3-1 over the Cardinals on the first day of Candlestick Park, April 12th, 1960, 2 hours and 21 minutes. That's another great game in Giants franchise history. Back with another one next week right here on KMBR 680, the sports leader.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.